Your teen requested a ride, but this time not from you. It's through their Uber teen account. You drive your teenager around a lot to their friend Jacob's house, their other friend Jake's house, to James's, to Jaden's, to Jalen's, to...
Mom, this is Jake's house, not Jacob's.
Now with an Uber teen account, your teen can request a ride under your supervision. They'll ride with a highly rated driver, and with live trip tracking, you'll follow along the whole ride to their friends' houses that all sound the same. Add your teen to your Uber account today. See app for details.
Bye, Mom.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreaker's ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreaker's gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreaker's ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
Hello, 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 and attention, everybody. Attention, we have a guest this episode. None other than Cardboard Zendaya. We're just going to leave her here because she is life-size. Yes, I bought a life-size Zendaya cardboard cutout. Not much else to report on that. Also, just realized I'm wearing a green shirt in front of my green screen. So if I look like a floating head, like a severed floating head just floating around in an aquarium, that's what's up. And live, laugh, love. Hey. So, I feel like I was letting y'all down. I know at the start when I pitched this podcast to y'all, I was like, tons of guest stars. We're going to have Addison Rae. We're going to have Charlie. Why did I sound like Trump there? That was kind of scary. But, and what did I have? One guest. One guest. So, I really need to get on top of that. So if you want someone other than Cardboard Zendaya here, comment on random people's posts saying, hey, lad or laddess or ladex. Be like, hey, would you like to be on the I Almost Died podcast? Do you have a near-death experience you'd be willing to share in front of a live audience? And we'll see their reaction. And also, please comment who you want me to reach out to, because maybe I will. Maybe I will come out of my little introverted bubble and actually talk to someone outside of my circle of three people, including my mom for once. So, also, I've decided, just to spice things up, to keep the I Almost Died listeners on edge, we're going to start each episode with the random silly little thoughts of the day. And that is going to be the title of it. I was like, maybe I can come up with something catchy. No. Random little silly thought of the day for today is chicken pox. You're trying to tell me that chicken pox was not a hoax. You're lying to me, okay? Here's why. We only, I'm going to sound like the biggest conspiracy. We only ever got chicken pox as a kid. I know a lot of y'all aren't adults, but if you are, or have you ever just witnessed an adult getting chicken pox? Has that ever happened? Has that ever happened in your life? Have you ever seen someone over the age of 12 with chicken pox? I don't think it's possible, and I think it's a hoax, and I don't know why. Maybe the government made... No, listen. We're not going to make government conspiracy theories about chicken pox a week after I literally had an interview with Dr. Fauci from the White House. I need to at least let it breathe. They're going to be... Joe Biden is going to be like, Benjamin, cut it out. You got to stop that. But seriously, like, I've never seen an adult with chicken pox. You've never seen someone be like, oh, can't come to the party, I have chicken pox. It's always only something you get as a kid. Now, why would only kids get chicken pox? I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there so y'all can figure it out and I can sit back and laugh and take credit for your research. Oh my gosh. And how parents would be like having a chickenpox party. Come bring your kids to get chickenpox. What the hell was that about? I get like they wanted like just so like kids could get it once and then they could never get it again. So they'd have like immunity or something. But that seems a little suspicious. Why would you want to subject your child to chickenpox? I don't. Anyways, that was the silly, crazy, random thought of the day. Look, I already changed the title of that segment. Let's start making bets on how long that's going to last. This is going to be the next episode. I'm going to forget that entire segment. Anyways, yes, I'm deciding to record this podcast on one of the hottest days in the past month in LA. It is 100 degrees Fahrenheit, and I'm in my garage with no AC. So, yes, I am dripping sweat. Yes, I look like I had the Niagara Falls just poured on me. And if I see a single comment about it, I will go get my sweat glands removed. Is that a thing? I always hear that's a thing, but I feel like that's definitely made up, just like chickenpox. Oh, did I say smallpox at some point? Because I think that's kind of serious, and you can't joke about smallpox. Wait, oh my god, I think halfway during, in the middle of my, my chickenpox rant, I think I accidentally started calling it smallpox. Stop, I need to check if that's actually like a bad thing that kills people. Stop. Did I just accidentally offend the smallpox community? Smallpox. Oh, guys, we're good. Extremely rare, fewer than 1,000 cases per year in the US. Oh, it's critical though. You need emergency care. Well, sorry to the 1,000 people that get smallpox a year. I'm sorry I just made a joke about your condition. It's not a joke. Smallpox Awareness Week begins now, everybody. I, Ben of the Week, declare smallpox awareness. I keep looking at Zendaya, just crumpled over in the corner. Y'all, new record, 6 minutes and 36 seconds into the podcast, haven't even gotten remotely near the point. Today I want to talk about actually something kind of related to the chicken pox. It's something that I was always confused by as a child. It never made much sense to me. And that is, how do I even like put this into a title? Security at schools, school security, lockdowns. I don't know how to put that into a sentence, but and just so you guys know, I don't think I'm going to be getting into like any like too serious topics, so I don't think there will be any trigger warnings needed. But anyways, let us begin. So I went to school in Canada, where it is pretty much safe, question mark. You'll find out later in this episode.
Your teen requested a ride, but this time not from you. It's through their Uber teen account. You drive your teenager around a lot to their friend Jacob's house, their other friend Jake's house, to James's, to Jaden's, to Jalen's, to...
Mom, this is Jake's house, not Jacob's.
Now with an Uber teen account, your teen can request a ride under your supervision. They'll ride with a highly rated driver, and with live trip tracking, you'll follow along the whole ride to their friends' houses that all sound the same. Add your teen to your Uber account today. See app for details.
Bye, Mom.
Regular gum is boring, but Icebreakers ice cubes are different. They're fancy. Icebreakers gum has flavor crystals, which deliver a rush of cool, refreshing flavor. Plus, they are delightfully cube-shaped, making them soft and satisfying to chew. Icebreakers ice cubes gum. Ooh, fancy. Pick up your favorite flavor today.
With over 2,300 hotels across the U.S. and Canada, Best Western is perfect for our annual spring hiking trip. It feels a little like
Okay, back to the hotel. What a great day.
Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western.
But So my experience with like elementary, middle, and high school and college, the before I dropped out, has been like very mundane, mediocre. I never really felt like I was scared or like had any threats against my school, except for these handful of times I'm about to tell you about. So, first off, in elementary school, this was grade one. This was grade one. And I remember we got put in a lockdown, a school lockdown, which we'll get into that in a little bit. I want to rant about school lockdowns for a fat second. But first, let me tell you about this. So it was like grade one and we randomly got placed in a lockdown one day. And I was like so confused. And my grade one brain was probably like mac and cheese. Cool math games. Meh. Like literal mush. Like I know there's like actual like sugar-free lime jello in my brain right now and like that's all I'm going off of, but like when I was a grade one, actually no, I take it back, in grade one I was smart. They literally put me in the gifted kids program for no reason, so maybe I was smart, I don't know. I think I hit my head a few times, so since then, anyways, I just remember being like, oh, okay, like lockdown check, and they would never tell us what was happening whenever our school would have a lockdown, which was so annoying. I'm like, please, like, how do I put this? Like, I'm not a gossipy person. I'm never gonna, like, ask, like, what's the tea? Whoa. But if someone's telling me drama or I'm in a situation where it's like I'm bored, I would love to hear it. I would love to hear the drama. I did have post notifications on for TikTok room for like a year. I'm here for it until it's happening to me, of course. Then I'm like, cut it out. But so I was like just curious. I was like, what's going on? And we were in lockdown for like a fat minute. It was like 2 hours. I was like, what is going on? And then they just let us all home from school, but our parents like had to pick us up. Like no one was allowed to take the bus or anything. I was like, okay, that's awkward. And I find out later that outside my elementary school, there was like literally this like gang member that came to this like drug house that was discovered like a few houses away from our school, and they literally were shooting at each other. And I'm like, okay. And like grade one me probably didn't even know what drugs were. I was probably like, gummy vitamins. Why are you shooting each other over gummy vitamins? So, like, I probably didn't know what was going on, but okay. So, in schools, especially elementary schools, middle schools, and even high schools, you literally have all these, like, children and kids. And I do not think in the slightest that they are protected enough, okay? The amount of just absolute crazy menaces out there, like, I don't even want to, like, think about, like, any situations in particular, but I just feel like from a security standpoint, the fact that someone could literally just walk into my elementary school is crazy to me. Now, like I said, Canada, it's a little bit safer than the U.S., but so here's what my school had for like protections. So first of all, none of our doors were ever locked. So that's really reassuring. Really love the open like concept vibe of my elementary school. secondly, we never had a security guard, never had like a police officer that was at our school ever. Okay, number three. So if there was, we had like a few different types of lockdowns, okay? So we had like our tornado warning. So if there was a tornado, like we'd practice like going under our desk, which by the way, so stupid. If these teachers think that a tornado is coming and putting all these little like 8-year-olds underneath a little wooden desk, like that is from Walmart and that is going to keep them swept up and or keep them from being swept up and sent to Kansas. No, they are all getting plucked up and sent into the stratosphere. Like, that is actually the dumbest thing. I don't know what to do if there's a tornado. Like, I'm out here not giving any better suggestions, but I just know that the drills they had us doing weren't gonna save anyone. That was just never gonna be so stupid. I don't know, like, maybe build like a tornado bunker or something. Anyways, now we had other drills too. We had they would never say like active shooter drill or anything like that, but they'd be like code red, which they would never describe to us what that meant, but they're like,
if there's a very bad man in the building, we go into code red.
But code red, you know what that was? You know what we did for code red? Like, literally, if the, I don't know, like, North Korea was invading our classroom, they literally just lock the door and put this little curtain over the window. Like, that is stopping anyone. Like, okay, and this podcast episode is going to be a lot of me just complaining about things without offering any better solutions. But listen, like, that's I'm not a genius. I'm not a security agent. I'm not the FBI. I can't give any better options. I'm just simply pointing out how flawed the security systems were in my school. So so when we were going to code red, like, the police would come and stuff like that. And for example, we had a code red when I was in high school, and this was a little bit spicier. This one was kind of crazy, and it was for the stupidest reason, but we will get right into that right after this quick break.
It's the Smucker's Uncrustables podcast with your host, Uncrustables. Okay, today's guest is rough around the edges. Please welcome Crust.
Thanks for having me.
Today's topic, he's round with soft pillowy bread.
Hey.
Filled with delicious PB&J.
Are you talking about yourself?
And you can take him anywhere.
Why'd you invite?
And we are out of time.
Are you really cutting me off?
Uncrustables are the best part of the sandwich. Sorry, Crust.
This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for craveable, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers.
Chicken up.
Crispy, crinkle-cut fries.
Hot potato coming through.
Buttery Texas toast.
Toast walking.
And secret Cane's sauce.
Topping off now.
Turbocharge your chicken fingers and get them even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app.
Go, go, go!
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
Okay. Hello, welcome back. So, this was, I think, literally the first week of grade 10 in high school. And yes, my high school started at grade 10. I don't know why. What is that? Freshman, junior? I don't know how Americans do it. It's so stupid. What is a freshman? Why is the man fresh? Like, that makes no sense. Freshman, junior. No, I'm missing one. I have hiccups too. Freshman, I'm literally missing. There's four. Freshman, sophomore, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. Okay, so my sophomore year, even though my high school started at grade 10, which was sophomore year, the first week we go into a code red and we're like, okay, it's just a drill. Like, they're just showing us what to do at the new school. No big dealio. except it kind of was. First week at the school, what do we have? A BOMB threat. I really just love how those are just attracted to me. How somehow BOMB threats just gravitate to me. Maybe I'm like wearing a crystal or something that just makes those kind of events happen. Maybe it's because I'm a Virgo. Like, it's really crazy. Anyways, it wasn't an actual legitimate threat, we soon realized, but they did the thing. Like, we all had to go huddle in a corner. Oh, I forgot to mention that. So when it's a code red, we all have to like huddle in like the furthest corner of the room where like you can't see anything from the window, which is so stupid because obviously there's gonna be children in the classroom if it's like 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. Like, oh, does that person walking around the school just think all the classes are mysteriously empty and they peek in the window and they're like, oh, I guess all the kids are at home. Time to not do all the bad things I was going to do. No, dumb wench. They're obviously hiding in the corner, but what is that going to do? That's so stupid. Like, at least give us like swords or something to defend us. It's so stupid. Anyways, so we were hiding in the corner and we like didn't know what's going on. And you could tell like on the teachers' faces when they like didn't know if or when they knew it was like not a drill, because they would be like kind of scared. So we're all huddling in the corner, and I was on the second floor of my high school. Delta, just kidding, JK. I was on the second floor of my school, and we see, first of all, we hear sirens, and then we look out the window. Well, this one kid looked out the window and like saw the cops and then a BOMB, like removal squad vehicle, like the big armored ones. And first of all, the teacher was like, get down from there, there could be snipers. What? Anyways, so we're like, okay, that's really freaking awesome. What is red on my neck? Oh, that's just my vein. Anyways, so we're like, okay, so maybe we're gonna get blown up, and that's really fun. Really love how my last breath is gonna be taken at my high school. That's fun. And then about an hour later, they're like, all clear, teachers, we are all clear. And it turns out this this is so stupid. Someone literally, you can't even make this up. Someone took a Sharpie in the bathroom and wrote BOMB. Like, not even like, I am going to plant a, like, literally just wrote the word. And some teacher saw that and freaked out and called the police. We went into lockdown. Like, it's so, it's, and by the way, what, wait, why did this not even come to my mind? If there is a BOMB threat, why are we just sitting there? Like, I feel like we should definitely leave. What? Why is that just clicking in my brain now? Like, that's actually, like, absolutely stupid. Like, what do they think they're going to do? Like, they see us leaving and they're like, okay, now that everyone's left the building, time to hit the big old button. Like, what? Like, no, let us leave. That's so stupid. Anyways, so we also had another, this was in middle school, we had another code red where someone had like just like a crazy parent or someone, or I think a crazy brother, and he came into the school just like screaming, saying he was gonna like someone. And so they like put us in a lockdown, and I remember like I wasn't near it, but I had like friends that were like in classrooms near where this guy was in the halls. And they just heard him like walking around, be like, I'm gonna kill you all, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, and like posing on their Snapchat stories and stuff. It was like so, so weird. But what just blows my mind is like how that can just happen. Like how that man just walked into the school and there was no problemo. Now, obviously, like after some of the events that happened in the US around, when was that? Like, I'm going to say starting like 2010, our schools, I guess it was just everywhere, but like our schools started putting up like more protocols. So like they'd only have one door that was unlocked and all the other doors was unlocked or were locked, sorry. And they would like put shutters on the window and stuff. So they did beef up the security a little bit, but still there's still that one door that anyone can walk through. And we still didn't have a cop. In high school, we ended up getting a cop, but I swear she showed up the first day. She's like, hello, everyone. I will be the officer for your high school. And she like tried to like scare us and stuff. She's like, you know, we at the police department, we often do like sweeps and searches. We have our drug dog. His name is Stevie. Like, in doing all this, I poop you not. I never saw this woman again. She showed up one day in grade 10, didn't see her for the rest of the next 3 years of high school. Like, that was literally fake. That was so fake. So once again, no security, really feeling comforted by that. But it's like, I said I wasn't going to give any solutions, but it's like, truly, what do you do? Because you don't want to make like schools like essentially like full on prisons with like fences around it and like full on security. But also, like, I've had friends that have like literally experienced like at their school mass, like, you know, and their security guard literally did nothing and like ran away. So it's like, what do you even, like, what can you even do in, like, to stop that? I truly don't know. Like, first of all, I know code red drills don't do anything. Sitting in the corner like little sitting ducks is literally the dumbest thing ever. That does nothing. Two, having literally a cloth just to cover the window. Like, it's so dumb. Like, I don't know. I just know. And like, I would not feel safe in a school in like 2021. I don't know. And also COVID. Yo, I just want to say, I've been feeling this for a while, but I never like actually like verbalized it. I truly feel for like anyone who's still in school right now. We're taking a brief departure over to the COVID side of things. I truly feel bad, not feel bad for y'all, but I just, well, I do feel bad. I just, it really must suck to like have your education like just hindered how it is. Like, what are we, like almost year three? No, I mean, when I can't count, like year two, no, school year number three affected by COVID. I don't know, but like, I can't imagine like people who were going into like maybe freshman or sophomore year of high school at the start of COVID and literally just never got to go back. Like, that's the case in so many different places. And I truly feel like for y'all. I did online learning like out of my own free will for a few classes. Like in high school, I did like half online classes, half in person. And let me tell you, the way I never actually learned a single damn thing, the way I was Googling every single answer, and when it came time to do the test where I like couldn't use Google or anything, and it was like in person, I got 40%, baby, in every class. It was really kind of something special. But I know how hard it is to like learn online. That's part of the reason why I haven't done any more Zoom videos, which I know literally... I know that's what everyone wants to see on my YouTube channel. It's like, when are you going to do another Zoom video? But like, at first it was like a fun little thing to do when COVID was just starting and no one really knew what to do about Zoom. And it was just kind of big free for all. By the way, this isn't like justifying me literally being so annoying. Where am I going with this? And for a while, like, I did try and, like, offset, like, the minute of, like, disruption in these classes by, like, I donate, like, a portion of the ad revenue from the videos to, like, various charities. So, overall, like, I don't feel too bad about it, but I still feel like, I don't have it in me to do another Zoom video. Like, it's just not happening. And also, no one's in Zoom classes anymore. So, like, people still commenting me, like, when are you gonna do another Zoom video? Like, I never, like, I can't. There's no more Zoom classes. Like, everyone's back to school pretty much. Like, huh? So, that's, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm finally speaking on the Zoom call matter. And it was, like, for a few other reasons, too, why I just, like, never made more. One, it was the biggest process to literally push out a 10-minute Zoom video. So first, I'd have to like post my story being like, okay, who has Zoom calls? And I have to do it like right before I was gonna film. And so many things would go wrong. First of all, I would go live so I could also get like people actually sending me like their class codes like while I was live. But people would start sending me like just random Zoom links of just like them. And it would take like probably like 2 minutes, like type it all in. But then like it would be like 20 classes I'd try and join in a row, and then it wouldn't be, none of them would actually be like a real Zoom call, and it would be just like so frustrating. So it was hard enough to film it like that. And number two, I like when I started getting news, like press. Now it wasn't press. It was like two random local news stations that wanted to like freak out their demographic of like white moms and Karens. So they'd like be like, oh, we have a YouTuber hacking Zoom calls, which, by the way, I know it says in the title like hacking Zoom calls, but I literally never hacked. I don't know how to hack anything. I don't know code. I don't know like what. I'm not a hacker. Like it would literally just be me getting the codes from like people sending it to me, and I would join for like literally a minute and then leave. So hacking, like, come on now. But it still nevertheless like stressed me out. I think what really did it for me was when like there was like one news report and they were like just talking about like people joining Zoom calls as a general topic, but they transitioned from me, like they showed a clip of my video and I like joined and I was like, like just being obnoxious, and then they literally transitioned. They're like, but the FBI thinks otherwise, and then they were like showing like people doing actually illegal things and like showing illegal things on Zoom calls, but they like looped me in and like grouped me in with the latter, and I was like, what? Are you kidding me? Like, so it just overall like it was a thing to do. I did it, how many, like four times. There's four Zoom videos. I do think they were funny. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I've grown as, no, they were like funny. But the time for them has passed as we exit this pandemic, more or less. Less, like, let's be real here. So, y'all, the way we went from chickenpox to code reds at my elementary school to Zoom videos. Crazy, crazy. Oh, but also, just to bring it back, to tie it back into school security, it also, I'd like, also was doing it just to show, like, if it's easy enough for me, like, a random person to just, like, get into a Zoom call, it can be, like, literally anyone can do it. And I honestly noticed, like, between me posting my first Zoom video and my last one, it got way harder to get into classes. Like after the first one, and I'm not gonna take all the credit for it, like literally no, like it was a whole trend on YouTube, but teachers started putting passwords and started like making it so only if you were part of like the email of the school you could get into the class. So maybe I had something to do with stepping up the class security. I don't know, but it was more just kind of showing the like the loopholes, not loopholes, but like ways people could get in so that maybe they can fix it. But anyways, this was a whole little variety episode. I hope you enjoyed. Make sure you tweet me your near-death experiences using the hashtag I almost died podcast on Twitter, and I will go look at oh my god, these hiccups. No. I will go read your responses in a future episode. If you're listening to this, you can check out the video version on YouTube. Just search up I Almost Died. And if you're watching the video version, the audio version is available on any platform. And if y'all want to leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, that would be great. Anyways, I will see you next Wednesday. Love you all so much. Take care. Bed of the week. It's...